Teacher pay and Common Core were the news out of Raleigh yesterday. The House passed a bill that puts the future of Common Core standards in limbo. Governor McCrory says he'll sign the measure into law. We'll have that story in a moment. But first, a bill making its way through the state Senate, would effectively kill the Mecklenburg County vote this November. That referendum asks voters if they want an increase in sales tax to help pay for teacher raises and funding for the arts. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
First, a bit of background. Mecklenburg residents currently pay 7.25% in sales tax. Most of that goes to the state, but 2.5% goes to the county. That rate would go up another 0.25% if voters approve the referendum this fall. 80% of the revenue would go towards raising teacher salaries, and 7.5% would help fund the city's struggling arts and cultural institutions. The remaining money would go to libraries and Central Piedmont Community College. But this new bill would effectively kill that plan. This is how legislative staffer Trina Griffin explained the measure to the Senate Finance Committee.
The bill provides that in no case can a county levy a local sales and use tax in excess of 2.5%, so it sort of creates an overall cap.
Since Mecklenburg already has that 2.5% sales tax, no additional sales taxes could be levied by county commissioners or voters. The bill would affect all counties except Wake and Orange, which already levy more than 2.5% in sales tax. They would be grandfathered in. Joanna Reese of the Association of County Commissioners was one of two members of the public to address the committee.
This is a rather large change to be making so quickly.
In other words, slow down and think about this one. Shortly after, the bill was approved with a voice vote.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
It basically takes away the people's right to decide.
Mecklenburg County Commissioner Dumont Clark says he learned of this bill when he was called for comment by a reporter. When asked if there was anything the county could do to stop the measure, Commissioner Clark said no.
Counties are just a subdivision of the state of North Carolina. We can't do anything other than what they authorize us to do.
He added there is no current plan B for county-funded teacher pay increases. As for the arts funding now in question, a representative of the Arts and Science Council says the group is not ready to discuss it. The bill is expected to be considered next by the full Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.
And I'm Lisa Miller. The Common Core set of standards will soon be on its way out of North Carolina. Those goals for what students should know have been in place for the past 2 years. The governor plans to sign a bill that would do that. The House just passed it. Critics of Common Core, like Linda Lynn Kakadelis with the John Locke Foundation, have good things to say about it.
It is a good bill in the fact that it does get Common Core out of our state statute.
But so do advocates like Gary Salamito with the North Carolina Chamber, because it still allows for the possibility that those standards could serve as the basis for the new ones.
This bill actually is a process in place that's open and transparent and allows a lot of input from a lot of different perspectives to make sure that we keep the focus higher standards for our young people.
In other words, it could have been worse. The bill would keep Common Core standards in place for this coming school year. It sets up a politically appointed commission that would get feedback from parents, teachers, and curriculum specialists and make recommendations to the State Board of Education. North Carolina School Superintendent June Atkinson is on board with that.
We welcome that input. We think it is extremely important for people to read the standards, not just read about them. And by having a commission, I believe that more and more people in our state will pay attention to the standards.
And she says that will help people understand the standards set goals, not lesson plans. Plus, Atkinson says big changes aren't likely, since the Common Core is all about getting students to apply their knowledge in college and the workplace.
The standards do that. And I believe that through the review process, as we would have done anyway, we will fine-tune those standards to make them even better.
The John Locke Foundation's Linda Lynn Kakadelis is optimistic the commission will improve the standards.
The Common Core, there was a lot of questions about whether they were developmentally appropriate or not. So hopefully the commission is going to look at specifics like that and give their recommendations to the State Board of Education.
The commission is scheduled to begin the review process in September. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.